Hello, this is Mary, and I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Will you have a few minutes to help us out?
With what kind of poll are you doing?
Yeah, it's opinion research. It's about a public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County.
Okay. How long is it going to take?
This will take like 10 minutes, sir.
All right. I'll hang with you all I can. Go.
Okay. Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
Wrong. They're bad. No, horrible.
Okay, thank you. And what is the most important issue facing Hector County?
I think it's crime. Oh, there's a lot of issues facing Hector County. I live out in West Odessa. Crime is horrible. You know, I look at the road conditions. They're horrendous as well. Just a lot of different issues that are bad.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. Thank you. And in 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Well, depends on who the president is.
Okay. And how concerned are you about the security and future for your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County?
Very.
Are you very concerned? Somewhat
concerned?
I'm
very concerned. I'm very concerned.
Thank you, sir. And I'm going to read a list qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in the community. Please tell me how you rate each in Hector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? It says the availability of cultural opportunities such as a theater, museums, and music. Do you think this is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
At least fair.
Okay, thank you. And a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and a job growth. Do you think this
poor.
Is excellent, good, fair,
poor.
Or poor?
Poor.
Okay, thank you. And effective leadership from elected officials?
Poor.
Thank you. Natural beauty and physical setting? Sorry, I'm sorry.
Natural beauty and what?
Natural beauty and physical setting.
No, that's poor.
Okay, thank you. And the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Poor.
Thank you. Public transportation?
Fair.
Thank you. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
That's terrible. Poor.
Okay, thank you. And availability of quality healthcare?
Healthcare?
Yeah.
That's worse. That's poor. That's terrible.
Okay, thank you, sir. And public safety and low crime?
No, poor.
Thank you. And availability of affordable housing?
I'm going to say that's fair.
Okay, thank you. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Poor. Very, very poor.
Thank you, sir. And being able to get from place to place with a little traffic?
Poor. Traffic is terrible.
Okay, thank you. And quality of the public schools?
That's worse. That's terrible. Teaching is terrible. Very, very bad.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. And offering job opportunities in your field?
I'm a business owner. That's a terrible question to ask me. It's poor.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And the next question says, now please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of types of people. The first say, retirees, do you think this is excellent, good, fair, or poor for these people?
It's bad. It's poor. They protect themselves.
Okay, thank you. And entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
I want to say that's fair.
Thank you. Not good. Okay, and for people like you?
Start a new business?
No. How do you think the place is to live for people like you?
No. Mm-hmm. No, it's not good. It's not good at all.
We can say fair or poor?
No, poor.
Okay, thank you. Immigrants from other countries?
Well, we don't have a choice. They're coming in already. So I'm going to say poor, but
okay.
We don't have a choice.
Okay, thank you, sir. Families with children?
That's poor.
Thank you. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Poor. My kids, they have a hard time here.
Okay, thank you, sir. And people living below the poverty line?
They're going to fit right in. I think it's poor. They shouldn't be here.
Okay, thank you, sir. Young and single people?
There are opportunities for them. It's not good either, unless you're like in oil field. I mean, but even then, it's not a good place to live. I'm sorry. It's just not.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. And racial and ethnic minorities?
Fair.
Okay, thank you, sir. We are moving to the next question. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you, sir. We are in the 61% complete of the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
It's either going to deteriorate or stay about the same, because I've been living here 40 years, and it has not gotten any better. It's the same thing, so it's going to be about the same.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. And generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar?
Not familiar.
Not too familiar or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar.
Okay, thank you so much. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County?
No, I'm not confident at all. Zero. Nothing.
Okay.
Poor. Terrible.
Okay. Thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very familiar? Somewhat familiar or not too familiar?
Not familiar at all.
Okay, thank you so much. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County?
Not at all. Zero.
Okay, thank you so much. And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely.
Very likely. Very likely.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or your family member are likely to move from the area? I'm going to read you a list that we have over here. It says, poor economic condition, / lack of jobs, / low pay, / greater opportunity elsewhere. The next says, family reasons, / retirement. The next one says, poor educational opportunities for them or their children. The next one says, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues. And the next one says, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities. The next one say poor quality of life or crime, environmental concerns, poor air quality, pollution, unhealthy, cost of living, illegal immigration. Can you tell me?
Well, there's a bunch that you've already said that are there. Illegal immigration for one thing. Okay. Cost of living is another thing. Poor education is another thing. Quality of life here in Odessa is terrible. You go to any other local towns in the area, their towns look good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's enjoyable to visit those towns. Here, it's dirty. It's very dirty. It's filthy. It's not clean at all. People don't care. They don't have any pride. Everybody that moves over here to Odessa, are the kind of people that just come over here, they're not going to make this their home. They're just here because of the oil field. And so they don't care. They make all the money here and then they take it somewhere else. Odessa's ridiculous. They're not very smart in the way that they're running the city. There's a tremendous amount of reasons how come Odessa should not even be here. But it is.
Okay, understood, sir.
Would you like me to keep continuing? I'll be happy to continue. I mean, I got a lot, you know.
Okay, right now we can only choose one option.
You take your pick. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've said a bunch. You take the pick, whichever one you want. We need to hurry, though, because I do need to go.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. We are in the 78% of the survey right now.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed, sir?
College.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Republican.
Thank you so
much. Republican.
And what is your age, sir?
I'm 60 years old.
Thank you so much. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
Not anymore. They're all in college or grown up.
Okay, thank you so much. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White / Anglo, black /
Hispanic.
African. Thank you so much, sir. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes, they are.
Thank you so much. Is your annual household income more than $25,000?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time,
yes.
Retired?
Full-time.
Full-time. Thank you so much, sir. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself as a male?
I am a male.
Thank you so much, sir. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
I do not.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. So this concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important to us. And thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful night, sir. Bye-bye.
You too. Good.
Thank you.